September is a very exciting and important month for many children in this country as they begin their return to school. For some children, however, the excitement has been unfairly and cruelly stripped away from them as they continue to struggle to find the appropriate school place in their locality. As a parent, I can't imagine the heartbreak facing these parents who aren't able to secure an appropriate place for their child. And the fact is, the Minister for Education declines to provide the exact number of children with additional needs awaiting a school place for the academic year. This tells me that there are many parents who have sadly faced this heartbreak this month. Over the summer, it's estimated that over 400 children are unable to properly start school in September. If this is the case, it's a disgrace. Shockingly, many of these children did not get an offer of an appropriate school place at all. Some did receive an offer of places, but they couldn't take them up due to essential building works being carried out. It's unacceptable that these building works in schools like Little Angels and Letterkenny have been delayed and children's educations have been delayed. I am delighted to finally see this school up and officially opened, and you had a hand in that, and well done to you, and I hope that no parent endures that problem again, which the parents at this school had to endure. I would like to take this opportunity to ask Minister McAtee to reconsider the proposal for redesignation of special needs schools for children with mild general learning disabilities set out in the circular 0039/25 and actively engage with schools on the ground regarding this. The purpose reclassification of schools would result in many children being returned to mainstream education, which parents and teachers in Donegal have told me this would not be in the children's best interests. The mainstream schools do not have the resources necessary to provide the right environment for these children to thrive. I'm also calling the government to support inclusive education in the upcoming budget to introduce special needs coordinators in schools with three or more special education posts to ensure that this role is recognised as a senior management position with a similar pay grade to a deputy principal. No child should be denied the opportunity to grow, thrive and learn and go to school.